Welcome to the Misha Rauser Show. I'm Misha, an organizational psychologist, and I'll be taking you down a path towards achieving professional success while still having fun. For over a decade, I have been guiding individuals and organizations through professional transitions. The goal is to help you, your business, or organization create a successful, engaging atmosphere without sacrificing a positive culture. So, let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Misha Rauser Show. We are live here in Seattle on KKNW 1150, and oh my gosh, Benny, this is probably one of the most beautiful days I have seen.
Digging today for sure.
And so we do have a guest today, but again, if anybody is interested in calling in with any questions, that phone number to call in would be?
Yeah, if you'd like to join us, 425-373-5527. Again, it's 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569 conveniently spells out KKNW, so it's 888-298-5569.
Yay! Thank you, Benny. All right, so before we get into our show today and introduce our guest today, let me do some logistics. Again, remember that all of these shows are recorded and turned into a podcast. You can get those podcasts either on iTunes or Stitchers. You could also go to my website, MishaRauser.com, to get those as well. I do have some of the shows transcribed on the site as well, too, and some other tools that are there. So that website is MishaRauser.com, MishaRouser. And also, if you have any questions or would like to ask me, like, for certain resources or whatever, just reach out to me via my website. I'd be happy to get back to you. I do tend to get back to people probably within about 24 hours. So do use that as a resource for you. And keep in mind, too, it would be really fabulous if you're enjoying these podcasts to also rate those while you're on Stitchers or iTunes. As you know, that'll raise the podcast's awareness to others who might be, you know, might be able to get something out of this as well. Okay, so we are going to introduce our guest today. So we have Rachel Pfeiffer with us, who has been named the co-executive director of the National Training Lab Institute, which is also called the NTL, which focuses on membership and global networking. And so we're going to talk to her a little bit about that and learn more about the Institute. But also, Rachel has more than 25 years of experience as an executive director and interim director, organizational development coach, and fund developer. She has supported dynamic network development and partnerships that led to high-performance management teams. Over the past decade, she has managed executive transitions for 10 different social justice forces, forced agents. Let me say that again. I'm just tongue-tied. For social justice-focused agencies. Got it out. In the nonprofit, full of philanthropic, public, and educational sectors, including the Urgent Action Fund for Women's Human Rights, the University of California Students Association, and NYU's Wagner School Research Center for Leadership and Action. So again, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right, so Rachel, I am curious to learn, and I think our listeners would really love to hear a little bit more about the National Training Lab, and also, by the way, congratulations on being the co-executive director for that.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be working for NTL. NTL is an organization that's about 70 years old. It's kind of like the grandmother and grandfather of organizational development and T groups. T groups are human interaction labs that are based on experiential learning. You know, working with high-level managers for the last 70 years across many sectors in education and corporations, nonprofit agencies. For people, the belief is that through an experiential learning process, you can learn more about yourself, how you use power in an ethical way, what you think about diversity, what are your own biases around it, how you continue to learn, how you develop collegial working relationships, how you manage, because without knowledge of yourself, it's really hard to foster any kind of learning, and successful, productive organization, whether it's a company or a nonprofit. And we use the applied behavioral sciences to promote these teachings, research, scholarship. We publish a journal through SAGE, the Journal of Applied Behavioral Sciences, and many of our members, there are about 300 of them all over the world, are professional consultants and working in group dynamics, organizational change, community development, and social justice.
Nice. God, that's a lot for it to take on. That's a lot of
it
stuff.
It is a lot. Thank God I have a co-executive director.
I bet. So now my curiosity is piqued also around how do you guys support T groups? Is it just research that you provide, or do you actually have groups? You have trainings? What do you?
We have groups. We have groups. And if you go to our website, ntl.org, we just put up the 27 calendar, and there's going to be 13 human interaction labs that are offered next year all over the country. And you kind of have to carve out a little time in your life, like 6 days, and you go someplace with a bunch of people and a very highly trained facilitators that will help you become very agile in your ability to manage. And if, you know, the people who are human resource managers and directors, managers at every level, directors, CEOs, all kinds of people come to find the time, you know, to cut out of their schedule, their busy, busy life, and just stop for a minute, for 1 week, and focus on their own professional development, their own personal development, in a group, in a dynamic where you're very focused on the here and now.
Wow, that sounds so fabulous.
Right?
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
When do we ever do that? We never take that kind of time for ourselves anymore, you know, and it's so critical to really being able to manage effectively.
Yeah, so I'm assuming then the 6 days is not only a time for yourself that you can be reflecting on your own leadership skills and so forth, but very much learning how to engage more of these, you know, applied behavioral behaviors mm-hmm. within a group. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
So within those 6 days, you spend part of the time learning theory and then applying that theory. So you definitely are going to learn some new skills, techniques, and the theory behind it. And you'll have people there who are really smart with you and as part of your group, and then you'll apply it together in the group and then get feedback about how you're applying it and what you're learning about yourself and what you're learning about others in that process.
Oh, that sounds so fabulous, because it's those types of things are really hard to learn on the fly. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. and that's how most of us do it. We go out there, we try to do, you know, engage other people, and we bomb. And then it's like, okay, well, what didn't work? And it's hard. Unless you have somebody, you're in a group where people can give you feedback and let you know how did that land and what was effective.
Exactly, exactly. How did that land? And, you know, for some of you out there, if you want to do something before the end of the year, we actually have a T group that's starting in the D.C. area on December 4th. We have and you could still join. It's still possible to join.
Excellent. Okay, so now my other question then, I know that a lot of the founding and where NTL started was based a lot on Kurt Lewin's work. And so is there a lot of his work still weaved through? Or?
Yes, absolutely. And that was actually my attraction to the organization, was Kurt Lewin's work, because he, you know, is one of the founders of social psychology and incorporating himself. You know, who are you as a researcher? How did you impact, you know, incorporating a much more dynamic understanding of people and human dynamics and systems? It's very much part of how we look at everything. It's very much Kurt Lewin's work. And he was so bold and, you know, very much committed to social justice. And we absolutely incorporate his work into everything we do.
Yeah, and I found that intriguing, too. And it was funny. That was one of the questions I was going to ask you, was in how you got attracted to NTL. So it was all around Kurt Lewin's work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
It sounds like, though, you have also evolved a little bit in looking, you know, taking, I don't know if you've taken some of his work or just with your own experience, and have been looking into how to apply it into more of a shared leadership area, or tell me a little bit about your evolution then, and around that?
Well, I have actually been in a shared leadership position before, about 10 years ago. So before I was like the Mary Poppins of nonprofits doing interim executive director work, that's what I call myself, the Mary Poppins. I started a number of organizations in the Bay Area as well as in Brooklyn and nationally with and for formerly incarcerated young women in, working in the street economies, and worked myself intentionally out of that position so that the young women could take over and run that organization, which I did 4 times. And I very much, use Kurt Lewin's theories and practices to think about how to do that, like how to really address power, how to be ethical about it. Why would I do something like that? At the time that I did my first shared leadership work, I started a national organization to do research, action research, which is very much Kurt Lewin's work, with young women who had been in the criminal justice system, for them to start defining what are the issues and problems and how they see them and how they would want to solve those problems, and then to build those organizations based on that research. And in that shared leadership position, it was different because I picked the person who was going to be my co-executive director, and I had worked with her for 8 years prior. This is a very different situation where I didn't even know the person that I'm now co-leading with until, July when I walked into the position. And we both knew that we had to meet first and see if this was going to work, and we still use very much those principles of shared, inclusion, talking to each other, checking in, seeing what each other's experiences are of each other. It sounds like a lot of work, but shared leadership is a lot of work because we both have the big picture of the organization and even the details at this point. We are learning how to go into our own lanes. We have different job descriptions. But at this point, because we're still learning about NTL, we're incorporating our learning together. We're collaborating. Nice. But we have a plan for separating that out once we both know everything.
I would love, so we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, then let's dive into a little bit more of that, because I find that very intriguing, this idea of shared leadership. So again, you're listening to The Misha Rauser Show, and we will be right back after this break.
Happy music.
So effective leadership isn't something that just happens. It takes time and effort. Misha Rauser, master coach, organizational psychologist, and successful entrepreneur, has developed a concentrated series of courses to help you become your best as a leader and professional. Explore your leadership style, become a communications master, and learn to plan strategically in order to make better decisions. You'll learn emotional intelligence, team building, change management, and other skills for personal success, such as conflict resolution. There's a great leader inside you to be unlocked. Make the commitment to become a well-rounded, intelligent leader. Show the world around you that you are ready to lead. Log on to MishaRauser.com. That's MishaRauser.com to learn more. It's the Leadership Development Series. Your first step toward professional excellence begins at MishaRauser.com.
Hello, my name is Marie Manucherry. I'm an energy intuitive author and host of Where Energy and Medicine Meet. During the show, I answer callers' questions, intuitively, of course, and provide invaluable guidance. I also interview others who I believe are on the leading edge of thought. Tune in on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on 1150 a.m. in Seattle, or live wherever you are at energyintuitive.com.
Dynamic careers in organizations require dynamic thinking. Success is measured in terms of positive, productive, meaningful workplaces. Misha Rauser, master coach, organizational psychologist, and successful entrepreneur, has helped thousands become more confident in their leadership and professional abilities. Misha's years of research and private practice have given her the tools to help you or your organization improve performance. Log on now to learn more about coaching, consulting, or training with Misha Rauser at MishaRauser.com. That's MEISHAROUSER.com.
1150KKNW.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Misha Rouser Show. And this show is all about professional development and leadership development. And today we are talking to Rachel Pfeiffer, who is the co-director of the National Training Lab and is also does a lot of work in organizational development. And so we were just starting to talk about shared leadership. And so, Rachel, so now I'm really curious. I think this idea of shared leadership is an intriguing one, and we're seeing so much more of it, that I'm curious, from your perspective, what do you see are some of the pros and cons of it?
Well, I think, you know, as someone who's been an executive director for a long time, I feel personally, I'll talk from that perspective first, very hopeful that I could actually stay in this position for longer than if I was an executive director just by myself. And so I think just the retention of your top executives is a really good reason to do this model. I feel when you're an executive director, you're very alone professionally, and you could have other executive directors that you talk to, but within the organization, you're very alone. And this really changes that dynamic significantly and creates the opportunity for me to have a partner in thinking, a partner in crime, a partner, I mean, not real crime, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
But, you know, in the aspects of the organization and how to, it's really going to allow us to do a lot of change and transformation in the organization, and to have a partner to do that with is incredible, you know, who wants to take the risks you want to take, who understands what management is all about, and good management takes it seriously, and who understands the need for developing and diffusing authority within an organization in order to ensure that everybody's going to be a leader as much as possible. And the more that our staff and our team sees us doing it, and, you know, we're kind of like maybe a little clunky at first, you know, it's not seamless, and that's a good thing, I think, because we're not, you know, people can see how leadership actually emerges and how it develops, right? I think that's a really, really healthy thing for the organization. Some people think that it's like, well, nobody's going to make the decision. How do you make decisions? If there's two of you, you just go back and forth like squirrels passing the, you know, the food, and it's not like that at all, actually. We very much, because we trust each other, and I think trust is a big part of shared leadership, and you have to be really careful. Okay, here's the story. You really have to be careful that you don't just trust each other personally, but you trust each other professionally. So, you know, we can go out to lunch, and I can trust you, this, that, and the other thing, but if we have a team, and our team isn't necessarily working for both of us, but only working for one of us, then we have to be able to trust that we're going to find the common ground that's going to make sure that the team works for everybody. The team, even if it's not my direct report, that team has to work for both of us, and we have to trust each other to make sure that that happens, so that there's not loyalty to one leader as opposed to the other, right? So that's about understanding personalities and group dynamics, getting back to Kurt Lewin's work in terms of, you know, how to understand group dynamics and what's important to make sure that the organization is moving forward together. So that's been really interesting. I think shared leadership for organizations that want to change, and, you know, NTL is an amazing organization. It's a legacy organization. We have a lot to thank NTL for. I think things that we do in our daily lives that we don't even, and that many, many, many organizations are doing now. When Kurt Lewin started this organization, he was the only one kind of looking at these, you know, group dynamics and, you know, working for, you know, the Navy and starting the MIT Institute on group dynamics and using Gestalt therapy. And it was so eclectic what he was doing. And now more people are doing that, right? We have critical psychology. We have interdisciplinary work. We have all these things that now look at the intersection of different ways of working in groups. But when Kurt Lewin was doing it, his field theories were the first ones, right? So we have a lot to thank NTL for, and I think the fact that NTL wanted to do shared leadership is kind of like another way to look at NTL at the forefront of change.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so I have a couple questions that kind of came up for me when you were talking about all of this. And first I want to go back to when you were saying, you know, the shared leadership and the person that you're with and building the trust and so forth. Well, mm-hmm. It makes me even think about those situations, though, where, you know, what if to do shared leadership, I'm thinking, like, what starts that? Is it like two people getting together and say, hey, it would be great, do you want to share in leading this? Or is it an organization saying, we're going to pick two people and you guys just work together and you don't have that ability to form a relationship? You know,
so in NTL's instance, they had done a number of years of planning within the membership did the planning to and made a decision to have a shared leadership model. And then they said, we're going to put a call out for two executive directors, and we're going to pick the two people that we think will get along the best, and then we'll see what happens. So it's kind of like an experiment.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, too.
In the true NTL sense. So so James Smith, who's my co-executive director, we did not know each other before July. We had not met. We met before we took the position, we met and we talked, and we had a couple of days to meet with board members and different members and learn more about the organization, and then we made a decision that we thought this would work. I mean, I felt instantaneously that James and I were on very much the same page, and he did too.
Hmm. Interesting. And so, yeah, that's kind of part of me thinks, yeah, that's kind of a scary gamble to make. But then again, I'm thinking, well, you guys are practicing Kurt Lewin techniques. You understand, you know, the different things to be looking at as far as personalities and values and so forth to make sure and to ensure that there's a secure or that there's an appropriate fit.
I think that's true. And I also think that, you know, in order to do a T group, Kurt Lewin really understood what the parameters were to create an environment that's safe, because you can't really expose yourself, take down your masks, you know, that you carry around with you, and really learn about human dynamics in yourself and get feedback if you can't create a safe environment. And I think NTL really spent a lot of time planning and developing an environment and picking two people who also understood that. And, you know, we give each other feedback when necessary. We don't sit around and process all day. We have a lot of things to do. But we also understand that as well. You know, like, okay, we just don't have time for this right now. We got to keep moving. And we have a very similar appetite for, okay, it's time to slow down and really talk about what the ground rules are right now.
Yeah. Okay, and so that then I'm thinking some of my listeners might be thinking, okay, safe environment. Yeah, that's – how do you create that? You know, what are some of those things? I'm trying. Yeah. So what are some quick tips on what to pay attention to or how to create that?
You know, I think you have to slow down first to do that and look around and talk to people. I think we have to make the time to talk and say, what is it that's going to make a safe environment? People have to be able to give you feedback without and feeling like there's not going to be any repercussions whatsoever, that you're going to listen, right? That you're going to not retaliate in any way, that this is an open environment for people to do that, right? You have to say, we want, you know, what does it mean to have open communication? What does it mean to have mutual respect? What are our expectations in terms of addressing conflict early? What does it mean to be a team, right? What are our ongoing commitments to each other? And, you know, for a shared leadership, a very basic, you know, ingredient is, you will always know that I have your back, no matter what. You can assume that. And then you behave that way.
Well,
you have to behave. You can't just say it with words. You actually have to do it.
That's exactly what I was just thinking, too, is that so because we tend to either do one or the other. You know, we tend to either try to create a safe environment just by assuming people are going to know what that means by our behaviors, or we talk a lot about what we're going to do, but then our behavior doesn't follow. So it's what you're saying here on both ends, I could see, of not only creating a safe environment like in a T group but with a larger group, but also just between you and whoever you're co-sharing, you know, co-leading with, is to do both, to state, to have that open conversation and talk about those things and then to model that behavior.
Because we are different. You can guarantee that we are different than whoever we're in a room with, right? And we should be different, and we require difference. We require as much diversity as possible in order to be as dynamic and relevant and, you know, have as much fun as possible. You know, you want to have as much diversity in the room as possible. So you can't assume anything about the members of the group in the room with you. Absolutely nothing, right? And I think that was a lot of Kurt Lewin's work around interdependence, right? That we are interdependent, and when we realize that we are interdependent and that we are very different and we create that environment, then that's when the whole will benefit as a group. That is what a whole is.
Yeah, that's so fabulous. And, you know, and again, we know all this stuff, but when we get into the course of the day and everything's busy and time, and one of the things you said right off the bat is slowing down. It's that slowing down to go fast. Sometimes we just need to stop and say, okay, what am I missing here? And have we been not talking about certain things that we need to be maybe talking about? And are we making assumptions?
Oh, yeah. We make a lot of assumptions. A lot of assumptions. You know,
we do.
Dumb.
Okay, so real quickly, it looks like we are just about out of time. We got about 30 seconds left. Real quick, so how do they find the National Training Lab?
Go to our website, ntl.org, and we have our new courses for 2017 you can register for, or the courses for 2016, and you can contact me directly, my number, my email, everything's on the website, and I would love to hear from you. If you have a question and you're not sure how it fits for your organization or your company, we can customize that work for you. You don't have to fit into the program we're offering, we can actually customize it for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so a great resource, everybody. Rachel, really appreciate you taking the time to do this. Thank you so much. And everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Misha Rauser Show, coaching you towards success. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Misha Rauser Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Join Misha every week, Tuesdays, 9:30 to 10 a.m., as she takes you down a path toward achieving professional success while still having fun. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your colleagues. Misha helps people and organizations be successful, all while staying on a positive path. Tune in next week for the Misha Rauser Show.